Something happened in a Portillo's. There is a new drive-through window, and I'm not making light of it, because a toddler lost their life. Somebody
very sad
lost control of their car. I think it was a minivan.
Yeah.
And blew through the side of a Portillo's.
Yes.
And there was a family on the other side of that wall. And tragically, you know, you're sitting there having a hot dog and some fries and a beef sandwich and whatever you're doing at Portillo's. Cheese fries are delicious. And then here comes a van, and your two and your toddler's dead.
I mean, it's horrible. It's just a freak, tragic accident. But as a business and property owner, you can be protecting your commercial storefront with concrete ballards.
What's a ballard for our listeners that don't know?
A ballard, it's a steel tube that goes 3 feet deep into the ground, encased in concrete, then filled with concrete. It's 6 inches wide, filled with concrete, 4 inches or 4 feet.
Feet.
Above the ground, above grade.
How wide do you usually put, you know, what's the separation between
like
the ballards?
5 to 6 feet.
Okay, so a car's not getting through that.
Exactly.
So if this Portillo's or any other company out there, commercial space out there, that this happens every single day throughout the United States.
It does.
It does.
It does.
Things happen, right? People lose control, whatever the reason is. If the ballard was in front of this Portillo's at that time, safe to say that the ballard stopped the van and the two-year-old or however old the toddler was, very sad, is still with us today?
Yes, yes. The building would have been protected. It would have deterred the car out of the building. The concrete ballards are encased in 2 by 2 feet of concrete.
Got it.
So it's not going anywhere. Further than that, if you're a commercial business owner and you're thinking, this sounds great, but that also sounds very ugly or unappealing, we can cap the ballards to be your branded colors, and we can get your logo on the ballard. So it becomes more of a branded component than an eyesore.
Text line's blowing up, by the way.
Good.
It's Ballard. Not Ballard.
Oh, I know. It's my Ciceronian accent.
Okay. And
I'm a product of where I was raised, and that's all I can say.
And it's my duty as a man not to correct a woman on the radio, so I just followed along in your wake. So the Ballard.
Ballard. Ballard. Got to hit that O.
Okay. So what is the investment? I'm thinking that as more of these are happening, because people are more distracted in the cars now with the phones and their whatever they're doing, right? The insurance companies are going to start making commercial property, incentivizing commercial properties.
Absolutely.
To put them in.
Because there's also a component of this that you're not seeing. It could be smash and grab
theft protection
as well.
Okay.
So there's, you know, a few different pros to this, not many cons. It is a small investment for you as a business to protect your building. So yeah, it's great. Good old Ballards.
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 Thank you, texters. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got a minute before the break here. Rick from Orland, how are you?
Hey, good. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, brother. How can we help you?
Well, I was calling because I heard Sarah was going to be on, and as it comes out, Andreas Construction is here today putting in my driveway.
Oh, nice.
And they're currently working, and they're putting in this California design.
Yes.
Into the cement.
What's a California design?
A border.
It's a wonderful bordered edge of the concrete driveway. Nice broom finish in the middle. It almost looks like a picture frame.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Rick, we're really excited to be working with you today. It's one of the few Saturdays we have worked in the past few years, and we're happy to do that for you, Rick.
Okay. Was it a... Rick, was it a total pullout, Rick? I mean, was your prior your driveway deteriorating, or what was the reason for putting a new driveway?
Yeah, the concrete had jumped up in the middle of it and made a trip hazard. And I've got two small grandkids, and I'm getting up there in age, so we didn't want to have any trip. And so we had called somebody to try to lift it, which I didn't think was going to work. And when they said it, they said, well, if we lift it, because of the way they poured the sidewalk, they said it's going to create the trip hazard by the sidewalk.
Right.
And it was like, okay, well, I don't want to pay you to put the trip hazard in another place. So
Yeah.
So then we decided to go with a total redo.
Yeah, you are a great candidate for that full removal and replacement. And I know our crew is on site. Send them all my love from the studio. And thank you so much for calling, Rick. It's been so good working with you.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, buddy. Interested in installing a heated driveway in my home. Is there any special concrete or materials needed to install a heated driveway?
Well, you're going to need probably a new water heater in your garage.
Right. You need a radiator.
Yeah, we're going to bring a plumber into that project. It is an astronomical expense, but it can be done, and we are more than happy to come give you that price and look at that project. Give us a call at 708-863-5735.
Boiler is what is the word I was thinking. You got to cycle the water through the boiler and all of that. It's an investment.
It's an investment.
There you go.
Yes.
You never have to shovel again.
Who? Mancow Mueller wanted one. We gave him a price for that.
Fun fact here, the bollards were needed at Wrigley Field to get the All-Star game here, according to this texter.
So, oh, that's really interesting.
Thank you for that. All right, we got to take a quick break. For listeners who want to reach out to you and your team, what's the best way to do that?
You can give us a call, 708-863-5735, where a live person answers the phone Monday through Friday, or find us on the web, andreasconstruction.com.